Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Locke looking to the near side. That got batted in the air and intercepted. Matthew Judon, another pick six and a touchdown.
Yeah, exactly. I just shout out Zach. I mean, honestly, it wasn't all me. Zach got that big claw up there on the ball, and it just fell into my lap. And I've been working a little punt return. So, you know, I just had to find the end zone. It felt good, but honestly, just it's all around defensive effort.
Boom, you heard it from the man himself. That's Matthew Judon with, honestly, probably the biggest day of his season yesterday for the Atlanta Falcons in that victory against the New York Giants. Hey, Mike and Squid here on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92 on the game. It's a Falcons victory Monday, and we continue to roll on. You were standing right there for the Matthew Judon interview. I thought the punt return comment was pretty funny, man, but I imagine his body language as well as most of the guys you and Arch talked to in the locker room yesterday, pretty good.
Yeah, look, I mean, they were happy, especially those everybody I thought played well. You had a complimentary game yesterday where I thought all phases did good. The kicking was a little bit
Not the debut you were hoping for Riley Patterson.
He misses his first one, but then he makes everything else that he lined up for. They all had you on a little bit of pins and needles every time the ball
went through. I said to go for it before that third down play. I said, go for it. You know who's hoping they get this? They pick up this third down more than anybody else in the building? Riley Patterson. Because yeah. I was like, dude, I think was it a 50-plus yarder on his first attempt? 52, I want to say. And I was like, dude, he is not excited to go out there and have his first attempt as an Atlanta Falcon after he just got off the plane, be a 50-plus yarder. So, yeah, man, that was not good.
It was a 43-yarder, first one.
Well, maybe they picked up the first down.
He made the 52.
Yeah, there you go.
But Judon in there, and I actually give a – I've been hard on Judon because I've wanted more. I mean,
sure.
When you look at our team sack leaders, and it's Caden Ellison, Arnold Ebiketie tied at 5.
Yeah.
And then Judon is right behind those guys to his credit with 4.5. And he had that's one thing. But, you know, when I go back and I just kind of – hear him and was listening to him, and I thought he did a really good job. He was like, look.
Yeah.
Look.
Got the big bear paw up there.
I was just standing there, and the ball hit me. And I watched the replay, and Judon is, once the ball bats, he disengages, and he just watches it, and then it literally just hits him.
It's like him right in the bird basket.
It's kind of like Billy Bob in Varsity Blues. When the ball just kind of hits him, he's like, what do I do? I caught it.
Such a good call.
Run, Billy Bob.
And
Judon was a little bit quicker to react. And he used that quick breakaway speed to separate from Illuminor, who was the offensive lineman out there.
Split the wedge. Hey, let's go out to the phone lines. Let's go out to our buddy Gary over in Calhoun. Gary, what'd you think about Michael Penix's debut yesterday, buddy?
Well, let me tell you. I've been a fan since 1977, long time. And, you know, I thought, what's this guy going to look like when he comes out here? But what I saw was a young man that wasn't afraid. Full of confidence, and the balls he was putting down the field got there with some authority on them. That's what I saw.
Oh, I saw Gary, similar, Gary. I like the term using the description
there
of
was some authority on
some
it.
Some authority.
Yeah.
Because he walked out there like, you respect my authority.
Yeah, you need to respect my authority.
I'm telling you, those balls had – they were humming,
he had
dude.
Some zip, man. There ain't no doubt about it. And to your point, and you brought this up earlier, I think it's a good call. Ray-Ray, on the very first play from scrimmage, it's a short bootleg. It's a comeback route. Ray-Ray along the sideline. He drops it. It's kind of good defense, but it's in his hands. He drops it. I don't think he's seen that much velocity. I don't think he's seen that much velocity recently. Even in practice, I doubt that Michael Penix really amped it up, threw it with that much zip on it. Probably kind of surprised him a little bit.
Yeah, it really
got on him quick.
And I thought Drake did too early with he dropped a little screen, a little outlet pass, and he drops one early.
Yeah, that was on a boot as well. A little pass in the flat on a boot. Yep.
And so I thought that was one of the things, because I heard all this talk about different spin and all this kind of crap, and I was like, I don't think that's what's going to hurt them. And then you get in the game, and I don't think that had anything to do with it. I just go back to the how quickly the ball was getting on top of them.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's hit our buddy Minty. That's a Mafia member if I ever heard one. Minty, finally, what's going on, man? Merry Christmas. Flip, flip, flip!
Say it loud.
Hey,
Mike,
man, let's go. What'd you see yesterday?
Objection. You cannot lead the listeners.
Hey, all right, fine. Well, Minty, what'd you see yesterday, brother?
Bo Morgan, I'm coming for you. After this opening
Bring
comment,
it.
Bo Morgan.
Bring
just
it.
You wait, all right? But I want to take the time out to appreciate the fact in the eyes of the national media, the Atlanta Falcons brass oftentimes look like they're inept and they don't know what they're doing. I want to appreciate the fact that it took a lot of foresight to draft that young man. And those draft picks on defense and the free agent signings look like genius moves right now. Because those guys are gelling. It looks like the cohesion is coming together. Mm. So even if the national media don't point that out, we need to appreciate the fact that the brass had the foresight to say, yes, we signed this guy, and he's a tenured veteran, but let's get the young buck who looks like he knows what he's doing. And it proved that they had that foresight and wherewithal to go ahead and make that move. Because remember, they were getting filleted nationally when they made that pick.
Now, yeah, you're right. And I look, hey, Minty,
good call.
I was saying it too because I wanted some help other places. Can I ask you a question?
I love when you do. Go ahead.
I was listening to Minty talk, and then I was watching the game. I'm watching the film of this game. And Utah and I talked earlier about some screens they ran. They ran one to Ray.
There was one to Algier that was pretty good.
I just watched the one to Algier.
Yeah.
Remember how bad we've been at screens all year?
Yeah. Are you asking why it all of a sudden looked a lot better yesterday?
I'm asking you if having a quarterback who's just a little bit more mobile to where he can hold the ball a tick longer and not kind of just swing it quickly allows the offensive lineman to get out there a little bit more.
I don't think so, but here's what I will tell you. I think it has to do with the quarterback. I don't think it's the mobility. I think, if anything, the immobility of Kirk should help you because they would be, you know, kind of lunging at your backfield. I think the zip that he's able to put on the ball helps a little bit.
So it's not the timing of
I think
when
the New York Giants, I think their bad defense helps as well. Let me just throw that out there. But
yeah,
I think,
but,
yeah.
But okay. But it's not like the Raiders were
I know, I know.
I think
we
ran a screen and it still didn't work. I mean, it's not like they had a good passing defense, all right?
Yeah.
It's not like every defense we've played have been Super Bowl championship caliber defenses.